Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. My guests, yes, I'm saying guests, two of them, today on Piano Jazz, are two of the finest musicians on the music scene today, saxophonist Joe Lovano and bassist Dave Holland. And I'm delighted to have you both on Piano Jazz.
Thanks, it's great to be here, man.
Yeah, and it's really fantastic.
And you know, I think it's kind of funny, you're both here and your new record has drums but no piano. How do you explain that?
That's why we just had to get together. You were missing the piano.
That's right. So. We missed you on the date. I don't think you could make it that day.
That was it. I couldn't make it that day. But I must say that the record is very free and very open. I really like it. I think it's a lovely record. Oh. And how did you two get together to do a project like this?
Well, for me, it was... My last few records have had trio conceptions within larger ensembles that I've done for Blue Note Records. And this one, I just really wanted to just play trio, and to have Dave Holland and Elvin Jones on drums was like a dream trio for me.
Well, now I've got you in my clutches. You can't get away from the piano today, so...
Well, it's another trio situation.
It is, isn't it?
Which is fun. Yeah.
It is. So maybe we should go ahead and play something. I'm dying to play with you two anyway.
Great.
Although, Dave, you and I played together years ago.
We did. It was just after I first came to New York, because like you, I'm from England originally.
And I know. I still hear it. But, you know, we did something before that.
We did.
For the BBC.
Ah.
I'll tell you afterwards.
You've got a better memory than I have.
Anyway, we go way back. So, well, let's do a trio thing. What'll we do?
Okay. How about Tad Dameron's tune, Hot House?
Great.
Fun, yeah, really nice.
And you know, it's funny because that's one of the first tunes I ever heard, like a bebop tune, when I was in Paris during the war. And Jimmy and I were visiting, Jimmy McPartland, my husband, we were visiting Charles Delaunay, and he played this record of Dizzy and whoever doing that tune. I think maybe Bird was on that record.
Yeah, I think so.
And I hadn't the faintest idea what they were doing. You know, I'd never heard anything like that before.
Yeah, that was new music, right?
Really, it was new music, and yeah. I'm saying, you know, what are they doing? How do they know what they're doing?
Yeah, it was a whole new language happening there.
Yeah, all the language happened. I mean, that tune has, it's one of the great jazz standards. Yeah. Fun to play, too.
Yeah, coming from Cleveland and knowing Tad Dameron wrote that tune, it was... And he was from Cleveland as well.
That I didn't know. I didn't realize he's...
Yeah, to learn that tune as a young player, that was really a challenge, you know. But knowing he was from Cleveland, I don't know, it meant a lot to me.
I'll bet it did, because it's funny. I've always enjoyed going to Cleveland. I've played so many dates there. I mean, I know you were probably very young at the time, but you may remember the theatrical
grill. Yeah, I went there a few times and heard some...
Did you really?
I heard Jonah Jones and Cozy Cole play there one time.
No kidding.
There was one called
the Cotton Club. And in fact, I heard Billie Holiday there. Mm. She used to come over to the theatrical and when I was there. And Anyway, I could go on forever about having good times in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah.
I can't say the same for Wolverhampton, however.
No, there's not too much going on in Wolverhampton in that way. You know, in fact, I moved around the Birmingham area quite a bit when I was younger, and the last place I lived was a place called Walsall. And there were some jazz clubs in the area, which is where I sort of got started. I was playing in a top 20 kind of band, playing pop music. I started on bass guitar.
Well, and you played banjo too, didn't you?
Ukulele. Yeah, well, you know how that was. Everybody had a ukulele in the late 40s, early 50s, you know. So that was my start on string instruments. And actually, the instruments just got bigger. I'm still playing four strings. It's just a bigger instrument now.
Well, did you think that you'd come to the States? I mean, did you have that in mind when you were
obviously
a kid?
Not when I lived there. I was just learning about music, and then when I started to play jazz and go to jazz clubs, I started to feel like London should be my next stop. And first job I got there was in a Greek restaurant playing Greek music. And
oh,
some,
my God, all those time changes.
I know.
If you could play those, you could work with Dave Brubeck.
That's right. No, it's some very interesting stuff. And so anyway, that gave me a chance to move to London, and then over the 4 years I lived in London, you know, things sort of developed, and I started to realize that that this was the music I really wanted to be playing, and New York was sort of the next thing I wanted to do, and I had plans to come here. In 68, I graduated from the Guildhall School of Music, and was planning on coming here in the fall of 68. And in the summer, I got offered a job with Miles, so I came in a first-class situation. Wonderful opportunity for me.
It's funny, I was at the Guildhall too, but long before your time.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that was your first job, was with Miles over here.
In the States, yeah, it was the first time I came to America, and I've just stayed. I've been here since 68 now.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm thinking what I would love to hear is something from the two of you.
Okay, we'd like to
maybe
do something
from the new record.
Okay, the Points of View record. Yeah, this is a song. Maybe we could play Herbaceous.
Oh, great! Yeah.
This is a song that I dedicated to Herbie Hancock, and I had a chance to play with him over the last few years, and it was a very inspiring situation. So when I was writing the music for this last album, I thought I'd dedicate this song to him. So it's called Herbaceous.
Oh, I'd love to hear. That's a good title for him. Or maybe Bodacious should be in there too. Okay, wonderful. I'll listen. Wonderful tune. I love that, and it does have a kind of a jaunty air about it, like I think that Herbie has.
Yeah, Herbie's got a great energy that he brings to the music and to his life. You know, it's wonderful to be around him. Very positive spirit.
Very positive guy. What I'd like to do, if I may, is do one with Dave.
I'd love to hear you guys play a duet.
Well, it's been a good long time since we did, so to be pretty darn good, I think. All right, how about if we play If I Should Lose You?
Yeah, it's a beautiful song.
Love that song.
Loved it for a long time.
So you want to do it in tempo or go out of little ad lib and then come in at the bridge?
Come in at the bridge. That's a nice idea. I like that. Let's
All
try
right.
that, yeah.
All right. That's what we'll do then. Thank you.
That was so lovely. Wow, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
It felt nice, you know, really. It really doesn't matter if you haven't played together for 30, 20 or something.
That's the great thing about this music, isn't it?
It's the great thing about this music.
It's a shared language.
Right.
So listen, we've had a pianoless song, so how about a song that's without saxophone and bass, Marian? How about you?
That's only fair, come to think of it. Yeah. All right.
A solo piece.
All right, I'll do one. You were talking about Miles before. I think Miles lays claim to this tune, but I'm not sure if Bill Evans didn't actually write it. It's called Blue and Green.
Oh, yes. Mm. The story I heard was that Miles wrote the first chord, and then Bill finished the song, so that was the connection.
Well, that could be it, but Miles had his name on the publishing company.
He did.
All right, here goes.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.